We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mountain West Insider Podcast here on the Field of 68 Media Network. My name is Rob Dalster. The guy you see with me, that is Jeff Goodman, and we're going to break down what's happened in the Mountain West over the course of the last week. But before we do, I got to let you guys know, we have an interview with Dedon Thomas Jr., the star freshman point guard for the UNLV Running Rebels, coming up here later on in the show. Jeff, I want to start with this because I think it's interesting that when we talk about teams getting at-large bids to the tournament, and when we talk about the field of 68, when we talk about bracketology, which is starting already at this point, I feel like people aren't talking enough about the Mountain West. If you look at where this thing stands right now, Colorado State, top 30 team in America, 10-1 overall. They got that 21-point win over Creighton under their belt. Very, very good. San Diego State, they're sitting at 9-2. Their only two losses are on the road to a good BYU team, on the road to a good Grand Canyon team, and they are, again, a top 30 team in college basketball, according to the metrics. New Mexico, 10-1, only loss at St. Mary's, playing without Jalen House. They're 10-1. They're a top 40 team in America. Nevada, they're 9-1. They're a top 50 team in America. Utah State, they're 11-1. They don't have any great wins yet, but they keep on stacking Ws. Boise State, they're 8-3. They haven't had the greatest start to the season, but it's Boise State with two of the best players in the Mountain West. They are in a position to be able to make a run in this league. I think, as of today, there are six teams in the Mountain West that are good enough to be able to, at minimum, find themselves in the at-large conversation once we get to the end of February to early March. I think that there's a very real possibility that you're getting five teams from the Mountain West in the NCAA tournament this year. This league is good.
It is. I mean, again, you know, the hard part is, San Diego State, I think people expected to be like a top 10-ish team right now, and they haven't been. But I think that top tier right now in the Mountain West is so strong that, and the bottom is better than it's been. So I don't think that top is going to get hurt at all, playing some of those teams towards the bottom this year. But I agree with you. I think the league has a chance to get four or five teams in this year, especially when you look around the country, Rob. You know, you're looking at the Big Ten, they're not going to get nearly as many as they've normally gotten. The ACC is down. The Pac-12 is awful right now. Awful. So I think there's a good chance that, again, if the right teams separate themselves in the league this year, that you're talking about maybe a five bid Mountain West again, which would be really cool, because that's when the league was, you know, really rolling years ago, when they could get five, six teams in.
Yeah, the big thing is that all the teams we expected to be good have been good, right? We expected San Diego State to be good. They're not great. They're not elite. They're not top 10 like some people projected, but they're still good. They've been in and around the top 25 all year. And like I said, they only have two bad losses to their name, a couple good wins. Colorado State's been awesome, 10-1. That 21-point win over Creighton is going to be something that I don't forget for a long time. I'm not going to curse on here. It was a very impressive win. Let's put it like that. A very impressive win. New Mexico, they've been really good, man. They are tough to guard. They have a lot of really talented players. They've been really good. Nevada's been as good as advertised. Boise State's been really good. And then you have a Utah State team that no one knew what to expect from. They're 11-1. They have the best record in the league.
You know what they also have? The nation's leader in assists, Darius Brown. How about that?
There you go. There you go. If I set the line at 4.5 Mountain West teams in the NCAA tournament, would you take the over? Would you take the under? Where would you stand on that?
I think they're going to get four in. I think they're going to get four in at the end of the day. I mean, what Richard Pitino's done, despite dealing with injuries, is crazy so far. And again, Richard, I give him credit because he knows I didn't think he was necessarily the right fit for this job because he had never been in New Mexico. You know, he didn't know the landscape, but he's absolutely crushed it there. And again, you know, you look at them not being full strength, especially in the backcourt, but it's really allowed Donovan Dent to thrive and get an opportunity right now. And I think they'll be better for it come conference play when they get Mashburn back. UNLV, they're dangerous. You know, now they get the second Boone brother back. Like, they're dangerous with Thomas, who's only going to get better as a freshman. We'll talk to him about that here in a little bit. But, yeah, Boise's the one to me that's got to finish. I think they probably got to finish in the top three in the league right now, which is certainly a possibility. But, I think they get four, and that fifth is probably, you know, on the bubble-ish.
Yeah, I think if you look right now at Joe Lenardi's bracketology, which is the first one that I was able to find, if you watch this show, make sure you tune in. We're going to have Fielding the 68, the Field of 68 bracketology show. We'll be starting around mid-January in about a month, so make sure you check that out. We have the best bracketologists in college basketball, I promise you that. He has four Mountain West teams in right now. He has Utah State as one of the first four out. And he does not currently have Boise State in the mix, which I kind of get because Boise State doesn't have any great wins. But, Jeff, it's not like they've been just beating up on the Sisters of the Poor so far this season, right? They have a win over St. Mary's. They have a win over North Texas. They have a win over VCU. They have a win over San Francisco. And their losses are to Clemson on the road, really good. Virginia Tech on a neutral. Virginia Tech is going to be a borderline tournament team. And Butler on a neutral. I think Butler has a chance to be in that conversation as well. So Boise is going to be one of those teams where they got to get Colorado State at home. They probably got to get San Diego State at home, and they got to get at least, I would say, to 12 wins or so in Mountain West play to really have a chance to get in. But they're in a spot where they can find a way to be able to put together enough wins if they pick off one of the big boys in the league. I think
the bottom line, Robert, is if you had said to me or said to these teams, combine these four teams, New Mexico, Colorado State, Utah State, and Nevada would have a grand total of four losses. And then San Diego State's got two, like in non-conference, basically. That's pretty, like, they would have signed up for that as a league.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. It's going to be a fun league to watch play out. It's going to be a fun conference race. And if you know us, you know that we're going to be rooting for these teams to be able to get in over a 7-11 team.
The other thing, can I say, Rob, to anybody watching this Mountain West Insider Pod, which we're going to do all year, and we're super excited that the league partnered with us on this. If you guys have any suggestions, if you guys have somebody you want us to get on the pod from the league, it could be a current coach, current player. It might even be a past player where you're like, hey, can you get somebody? Can you get David Roddy? Can you get somebody? One of the Martin twins or something like that. Let us know, and we'll do our best to try to get that done.
All right, I'm going to put you in charge of getting Kawhi Leonard on the podcast for next week. That is your one task over the Christmas holiday. Jeff, without further ado, let's get to interview. UNLV freshman point guard, one of the most underrated point guards and players in all of college basketball so far this season, Dedon Thomas Jr. And now let me welcome on to the Mountain West Insider Podcast, Dedon Thomas, the freshman point guard at UNLV, who is currently averaging 13.6 points, 6.0 assists, and 3.7 boards. Dedon, we appreciate you being here, man.
Thank you guys for having me.
So the last three games, kick those numbers up a little bit. 19 points over the last three, 6.3 assists over the last three, and you're shooting 50% from three over the last three games. What's happened, man? How'd you get it going like this? How'd you get hot?
I mean, I just think it just took me a minute to get adjusted to the college game. You know, it's a lot faster paced, a lot stronger guys, a lot more physical. But I think I'm starting to finally catch my rhythm, and I'm starting to get more comfortable as I get more games under my belt.
So you reclassified. Usually the track record for reclassed players and point guards especially is not good, not good at all. Yet you look at all the freshmen around the country right now, honestly, you're having as good a year as any of them, any of them. I mean, when you look at the scoring, the shooting, the assist to turnover, everything, it's really impressive because, again, it doesn't happen very often. Why do you think, and you're not an older reclass guy either. You're young. How old are you? Yeah.
I just turned 18.
Right. I mean, you're young. Why do you think you've been able to make this adjustment fairly seamless when you know the track record for some of these guys?
I think it's just a confidence thing, you know, and I feel like my game, especially coming from high school, I feel like I've always, my game could translate really well to the college game, especially because of my IQ. And being able to run a team, to be a floor general, and just get my teammates involved because I like to see my teammates succeed. But most of all, I just feel like I'm just willing to do whatever it takes to win. And coming into this UNLV situation, I feel like it was the perfect situation to step into, especially coming a year early. They said they want me to come in, run the team, be the starting point guard. But I just feel like I feel like the coaching staff completely trust me 100% just to play my game. So. Just the confidence thing, yeah.
I asked someone to describe your game to me when you first reclassified, when that first came out, and they just said, he's a winner. What does that mean to you?
Most of all, just having fun. Because, I mean, if you're not having fun, then why are you doing it? That's number one for me. But being a winner is doing literally whatever it takes to win. You know, it doesn't always have to be scoring. You don't always have to have the ball in your hands. Just – making small winning plays, you know, even just setting the screen or just moving without the ball, rebounding defense, just doing whatever it takes to win games. And just that's how I was raised.
Well, so you're raised, you know, obviously mom and dad, but dad played at UNLV, played for Tark, played for Raleigh. And, you know, you had some bigger school, frankly, like you had some big schools on there, right? Arizona wanted you, Gonzaga wanted you. A ton of bigger schools probably wanted you. How much did growing up in Vegas, seeing, hearing the stories, I'm sure from your dad, how much did that play into you going to UNLV?
I mean, people think it played a really big part in it, but honestly, I don't think it played a really big part because I wanted to go there because I loved it there. Just being around the coaches and all the people there. And just being on campus, I mean, I loved it. It just felt like the right fit for me. And, of course, having my dad going there, you know, that's a plus too. So, I mean, yeah, it just felt like the right thing, the right place to go.
Hey, have you had fun with him about the fact that he was a hell of a player and a hell of a point guard? I remember. I'm old enough to remember. But your numbers as a freshman kind of blow his away a little bit here. Have you given him any shit about that or not? Not yet.
A little bit. I have a little bit.
You guys still play one-on-one at all?
We haven't played one-on-one since I was, 12 years old?
And let me guess, when you were 12 years old, you beat him one-on-one? Is that?
Yes.
And that was it?
Yeah, it was time. He said he knows it was time for him to just hang it up. So, yeah.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's the biggest difference or similarities in your game? I mean, obviously, you guys are both really, really good passers, former generals. It seems like you're a little bit more wired to be able to score than he was.
Yeah. So as I was growing up, you know, I was always taught to, like, look to score. You know, I mean, as I got older, he taught me, like, the more you can score, the more, like, you can get your teammates open because the defense will start to focus on you a little bit more, and then that means you can, like, make more passing reads, you know, get your teammates open more. So I mean, yeah, as I was growing up, I was always taught to, like, look to score first, pass, but always just make sure to get everyone involved. But yeah, that just comes from watching a bunch of basketball games, always asking a bunch of questions growing up. I was never afraid to ask him too many questions because, like, he would always have answers for me, especially knowing his background with basketball. So I was always looking to pick his brain growing up.
Did you grow up as a UNLV fan? Like, were you going to the Thomas and Mack Center? Were you showing up there with the UNLV jerseys on?
Nah, I was going to just watch basketball. You know, I just love watching basketball. So, and it was fun being there because, like, the arena was packed. It was loud. It was fun. You know, just watch them getting up and down.
All right. So, rumor has it, people are right now scared to drive on the road anywhere near you. Recently got your driver's license, and terrifying on the roads in Vegas right now. True or false?
That is not true at all. I mean, I did get my license, and I just started driving, but I'm a very good driver.
Are you a safe driver right now? Are you one of those, like grandpa drivers that just got your license and you're –
Absolutely not. Absolutely. I mean, I'm more of a defensive driver, so yeah.
That's a grandpa driver. That's what that is. A little bit. Yeah. Get older, you start, you know, being passive out there, you know, kind of. It's all right. You'll get used to it. You'll be fine. When did you get your license? How long ago?
I'd say about three months ago.
3 months ago?
4 months ago. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, good luck with that. Don't crash up the new car or whatever you got. All right.
I won't.
I've been in Vegas enough in the last year to know that if I had just had my license for 3 months driving in Vegas, I don't know if I'd be able to handle it, man.
Hey, these drivers out here are crazy. You got to be careful out here.
Hey, they're saying the same thing about you right now, DJ. Trust me. All right. I'm going to give you another one. Because I told you, you know, I got some stuff up my sleeve here for you. True or false that you ended up in the hospital after a accident on an electric scooter?
Okay, that's kind of true. You know, just making, you know, dumb college decisions. I was excited to get a scooter, and I just had a little mishap. You know, got some road rash, but I'm all good now. So, yeah.
So what happened?
When did this happen? Wait. We need more details, DJ. Where and when did this happen?
When did this happen? Like, right before? No, I think it happened early August. So, like, I think that was a few weeks before we started, like, official practice, you know? So I was going to go get food, and then I think I saw a car coming on the road, and I tried to stop, and it was too late, and I just fell. Yeah, it didn't look good.
Jeff, no video, I hope.
No video. Thank
you. Right. You don't need that. It was probably embarrassing enough as it was, and then you're looking around after, aren't you? Like, who saw that?
I was looking around. I looked around so fast, hoping no one saw that. Yeah, I got inside quickly, hoping no one saw me.
I'm doing a little bit of math here, DJ, and you said that happened in late August. We're recording this in mid-December. You've had your license for 3 months. Was falling off the electric scooter what finally convinced you, hey, you know what, I need to get a car?
Yes. Oh man. You know, ever since I've been riding my bike around, actually, ever since that happened, I've just been on my bike.
Smart man. Smart.
Yeah.
They're a lot easier. They're a lot
Oh,
safer.
a
At
lot
least you can
safer.
control them, right? Like you feel
Yeah.
better about riding your bike. Huge win against Creighton recently. Huge win. Creighton comes in there. They're a top 10-ish team. They have a great guard situation, and you guys get them. What was it? Because you guys were struggling a little bit at that point. You're putting a lot of new faces together, not just you, but a lot of veterans that came from different programs. What type of confidence did that give you? I know you after that game you lost to St. Mary's, but St. Mary's is really good, and that was a close
Yeah.
game. What did that do for you guys?
I mean, I feel like we just an effort thing, you know, like the game, few games before that. I mean, I just don't think our effort was there, especially on the defensive end. I just think that Creighton game really opened our eyes, like we can really defend. Like that's like a top 10 team in the nation, like, and we just shut them down. And it was a big confidence boost for us. Sorry. What the heck? What happened? What the heck? What's happened?
I don't know.
Hello?
Yeah,
You're good?
you're good.
I'm still here.
Yeah, all good. We'll cut it. Don't worry. We'll edit.
Someone called me. My bad. But yeah, it was a big confidence boost for us. And I just feel like we had a nervousness about us. And it was a good nervousness about us, like our coach said. And I just feel like it was a really great game plan Coach Kruger put together. But yeah, especially on the defensive end, we really stepped it up that game. So we're just gonna take that momentum and just keep it pushing
You
and get
guys were
this.
able to get, I believe I can't keep the Boone twins straight. It was Keelon that is back now, right? Caleb's been there for the whole season. You got Keelon
Yeah.
back
Yeah.
now that the two-time transfers are able to play immediately. What kind of impact did that have on the program and on this team? Because it just kind of feels, I mean, look, you get him back, you go out and you beat a top 10 team the way that you beat a top 10 team. What kind of impact did it have?
We found out Keelan could play. I think it was like a few hours before we were leaving for the bus. So no, it was during shoot around. We found out he could play, and we were just so excited for him. And I just think that gave us just such a big energy boost because we've needed Keelan all. We just needed his energy. You know, he just brings such a great energy to practice in the locker room. He's just a great guy. The same guy every day, always positive, always picking his teammates up, and he can really shoot it. And we've been missing that all year, so just glad to have him back. So just to get that rhythm going, just playing with him now.
All right, so Rob said it at the beginning, but I'm going to reiterate what you've done so far this year. 13.6 points right now, six assists, better than 3-to-1 assist to turnover. You're shooting the hell out of the ball. You're shooting 42% from three, 70, almost 78 from the line. You're rebounding almost four rebounds a game. What aren't you doing? What are you not happy with from your game? Because I could tell you're not a guy that's looking at those numbers and saying,
No.
like, I'm good.
No.
What's the part of your game that you really need to step up with?
Definitely rebounding, especially in that St. Mary's game. That game, honestly, there was a lot of long rebounds in those games that me and the other guards could have gotten. But I should definitely start. I'm definitely going to try and focus on rebounding a lot more, because especially getting those long rebounds, those are easy rebounds for us to get. So that and defense, you know, we've been focusing on defense and practice a lot, just keeping our man in front of us, because that's something we haven't been doing well all year, and me including myself as well. But I've been trying to get better at that.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I got last one. We'll end it on a fun note. All right, I got one more for you here. You ready? I know you're nervous. I know you're nervous right now because you're like, where to get this stuff from? All right, last one. True or false? You like to garden. You plant some flowers. You're out there doing a little gardening. What do you know about a little gardening there?
I mean, it's just a fun little activity, you know. Me and my girlfriend, you know, it was her idea. So, I mean, in
Hey, go with
the
it. Go with it, DJ.
exactly. My point
What did
exactly.
you learn? What did you learn from gardening? Like, do you know any flowers now? Like, you got any suggestions for me? Nothing.
No,
Nothing.
not nothing.
You were just along for the ride.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun little process, actually. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was cool.
DJ, let's end it with this. You're a Vegas native. Are you ready for what's coming with the road trips to Laramie, Wyoming, with a road trip to Boise, Idaho, road trips to Colorado? It's not going to be as warm up there as it's going to be in Las Vegas.
Absolutely. I've been that I just I mean, yeah, absolutely. I'm ready for it, you know. Me and my team as well, we're ready for it, you know. I know those are gonna be tough games, but I feel like we're ready for it. Yeah.
Do you even own? Do you
Do
own
you have a
a
winter jacket?
jacket?
Are you ready with that? You got a hat and gloves?
Oh yes, I have a beanies, puffers, jackets, cozy socks, shoes. I'm ready. Trust me.
He's ready to climb a mountain.
All right. Here, last thing. Next time when we come out of Vegas, we were out there a couple months ago. Next time when we come out there, instead of taking an Uber, we're going to call you. By then, you're going to be good. By then, we're going to trust you to be able to drive us around, and you're
Okay.
going to be our Uber driver. How's that? Well, tip well.
Let's do it.
All right. Listen, this was fun. And again, I know I said this off the air to Rob, and I'll say it publicly. Every person around you has said unbelievable things about you as a kid. Forget about on the court, which again, we talked about to start this, but the way you handle yourself, how classy you are, obviously very impressive in this interview, kind of going with the flow and dealing with my, you know, Rob knows it's not easy to deal with me.
It
So,
is not easy.
but you'll be prepared for anything now, right? Like you got to think on your feet. You're good now.
For sure.
Anyway, good luck. It was great having you on the Mountain West Insider Pod, and hopefully we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited. Thank you guys for having me.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.